so that's not gonna be like a open event, it's just the school. So we're thinking about 15 minutes top for the road closures.
So are you gonna have the touch the truck in conjunction with the race, or after the race, or before the race?
Yeah, it'll be after the race, like they'll run to Glass Park, and then that's where we'll have the truck, touch a truck event. We also have, I don't even remember, it's like 7 or 8 food trucks we're gonna have. There's gonna be face painting and a couple other activities for the kids to do.
At Glass Park or back at the school?
Glass Park.
Okay.
We're having it end at Glass Park, and Lindsay, our president, has already confirmed that with the youth sports, so that's already been taken care of there too. So.
Well, right there next to you is the fire chief.
So he's bringing the fire truck.
So you can talk to him about a fire truck, and I will make sure you get a squad car, and hopefully we can get a city truck up there as well.
Perfect. Okay. And the street closures, were those, did she give you a hard copy of, or the email copy of the map, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she instant messaged it, yeah.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, how come I'm doing it backwards, and then you have to ring at the school?
Bathroom situations?
Okay.
We're using the bathroom at Glass Park.
School.
There's all the cost to it.
Oh,
and we're trying to keep the cost for PTA and the school down,
okay.
So. Yeah. Yep. That's all I have.
Council, is there a motion to approve the road closures?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.
You're all good, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next item is fire department report, item number 7. Fire department report. The chief gave you a report. If you have any questions for him, he is in the audience. Obviously, you can see the number of calls we've had. As of today, it was, I think, year to date, we've got 330 calls in the books already. So, Chief Seymour, do you have anything to add to your report?
When the tornado hit on the outside of town, there was damage. And EMA got reports that the sirens were not going off, and bluegrass, the sirens were going off, and bluegrass. The problem is that it's so fast, that by the time the sirens went off and alarmed, it was already past us. And that was literally me leaving work, going over to the station to set it off because my Muscatine County alert went off and it was already past us. So when they went off for Scott County, it's already past us. So that's what ended up happening. They did go off just too late.
The other thing to piggyback on that is, fortunately enough, there were no injuries, and as far as the city goes, we had no equipment damaged. We did have help from our department to the north, which is Walcott Fire. They came down and gave us a hand, so everything went well, because we did have 16 calls of service that night all at once, so we were running in every different direction.
just one recommendation, maybe a day or two after the event, something like this, just run around town and take a look at the debris that's collected on the intakes, the storm intakes. Because I know if by us, I went out and cleaned one because I was getting water over the sidewalk. And then when the water went down the next day, then I went and cleaned the other one too. I know you're busy too.
I would, yeah, and that's, I called Public Works in Friday night for it to set up road closures because we had to shut down two streets, but I'll be honest with you, with running around what we were doing, I didn't even think about the intakes or I would have had them clean them up. So that's on me. I do want to mention one thing. The city clerk was out of town on vacation and she called me right away and said, what can I do to help? And Ann facilitated a lot of things via Michigan, correct?
Yeah.
On a dirt bike?
No, on a lake.
On a lake.
Trying to see my screen to put something on.
And Public Works, Jim Meyer and Bob Downing came in and helped set up road closures and get everything taken into stride so we had everything available to us at that point. And I don't think there was anything else that we were really needing at the time. Like I said, it for what we had from it starting out as an F1 at 95th Avenue ended up being an F2 by the time it hit 140th Street. Thank God we made out pretty decent here in town. And obviously, all of you know, I called you and made the determination to pick up the debris curbside. We did that for 3 days. And when it's good and dry, we will facilitate, the fire department will facilitate burning it. So, any questions, other questions for the fire chief? Okay. Next item is item number 8, park board report. I'm assuming Mr. Powers will not be here tonight. Is there any questions about the park board report? Okay. Next item is police department report, item number 9, police department report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the police department report? Okay. Next item is planning and zoning. Item number 10, planning and zoning recommendations, reference site plan review. Rhine Land Company, LLC, representing Southern Mud.
I was going to say, Mike, you were there.
They submitted plans. We reviewed them. They addressed our comments. We recommended approval, went to planning and zoning, short discussion, they recommended approval. I don't have any concerns. I think it's a good site for the city, you know. I don't have any issues with it. They quickly addressed our comments and they're excited to start construction.
I think that's the fastest we ever had somebody address your comments.
Yeah.
Usually we have to approve it with the stipulation. Mm-hmm. The only thing I was confused about is the city attorney had listened to the tape too, where he said
that some area wasn't listed on the
And that something
it's on would, there. Like Brad, the engineer from Watersmith, after the meeting, he showed it to me, and I was like, yeah, I thought that was on the show. I'm not sure.
I told him if you're going to put any buildings on it, now's the time to put it on there. Otherwise, you got to come back and redo all this. So that's why they put the other buildings on. So I think he may have been.
He might have looked at an old set of plans.
Because he told
there
me
there were a couple sets of plans floating around.
Yeah, I was like confused on his.
Brad showed me it, and I thought it was on there, and so I think we're good. I think, but I can't speak for Bill. But
right.
But you know, are all those questions answered? Did Bill sign off?
Well, Bill in the meeting had said that they'll have to come back in the two expansion areas on phase two. That'll need to get approved, and there was something else he said in there.
I agree with that part of it. So the other thing was he was saying you need to say what the area of pavement is, but that was actually in there. But the one of my comments was they finally designed phase one. They didn't really design phase two. They just showed like a concept. So I said, if you don't engineer that and show us what you're planning, then you're only getting approved for phase one. Then you got to come back if you're going to do phase two. And they said they don't want to design it at this time. So they're only approved for phase one, so they shouldn't be able to build phase two without coming back through the process.
Okay, so I wonder in my resolution if I shouldn't put in there phase one or something like that.
I'm not sure how it was worded. Let me see what my original letter said. I think I have it here.
Is phase two a secondary building?
It was, let me look at it. I know there was extra pavement area for storing.
Okay, so I'll figure out where to put it.
There is a shop.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? So he did his stuff shows for phase one. There's also a phase two and a phase three. He didn't engineer either of those phases. But the main bulk of it is in the middle. All this is engineered in the middle. And then there's a future show area over here there's no design done. And then there's a future shop, maybe service area or something over here that's future. So we only reviewed and approved. And see, here's that area that's right there that I think Bill must have missed or something on this.
Okay. Well, that explains it. All right, phase one. And I'll put that in the resolution, phase one of three phases.
I got a few more sheets over here, but the site plan shows most of what's going on.
Okay. All right.
And I know Brandon's excited to get started. And
well, it looks like they already got the...
I'm sure they'll do it.
Self-fence.
Yeah.
Self-fence. They're ready to roll as soon as the council says it's okay. So
yeah. Okay.
They've got the permit with the state for grading and erosion control, so I think it'll be nice.
Okay. I make a motion for phase one to be approved.
Second. Roll call.
Okay. Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
That took care of the resolution, right?
Yeah.
Make that change in the resolution.
Yep, okay.
And then make sure everybody gets correspondence on it, please.
Okay.
Just so we all have it. Okay, next item is item number 12, nuisance abatements. Anything anybody has? I know the nuisance abatements that we have on the books are being taken care of, I believe, as far as I know.
I had three nuisance abatement liens I had to place, too, that didn't pay.
Do we know anything about our subject on East Muse, their level of, I know they keep going little by little, I don't know if that's to appease Mike to keep him off of his back. I know the chief said he has stopped over there.
I talked to him on Monday. I know I met the gentleman with a truckload of that wood that he was hauling away from there, and he was cleaning up down there. When I went down by there, I seen him, and Mike says that there's progress being done down there daily, is what he tells me.
They took one load out, and that seems like a stop besides the ongoing problems with noise. I've got two audio videotapes that I called in as well. I mean, there's 50-some calls to that residence alone. I don't know if there's something Bill needs to do as our attorney. That place is just unbelievable. I mean, they're backed up to a senior living facility, and I've had people come to me since I'm the president of our HOA, what can be done? I said, I brought it to the council's attention.
Start citing them. We got codes.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know.
We don't need the attorney involved. Just follow the code and cite them.
Hopefully, if you can.
I already talked to him.
Okay, because, I mean, you heard the videos I sent them to you.
I already talked to him about it.
That's a weekend event, if not more.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? Okay, next item is ordinance amendments. Item number 13, Mike, I'm sorry, you can go home.
Okay.
Thank you. Item number 13, third reading adoption ordinance amendment 2025-06, reference and amendment to chapter 17.48, off-street parking and loading.